Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All righty. Man, fun night last night out at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. Thanks everybody for coming out. Great time. Also, thank you for reminding me or telling Guru and I that it was the boss's birthday. I didn't know. I'm just getting situated here. Yeah, these Fridays
I didn't like you diming me. Like, we got something coming.
But why do you do that, dude?
I do not know what you're accusing me of.
Is that what you wanted me to do? Start out this day with a story about you on the defensive already.
No,
is that what you want?
I know it's
what the listeners want.
I've mastered it, but no, Stoddy, I'm putting some ducats towards it, so I'm in on it. That's all.
Okay, so
good to see you, baby.
Fine. Good to see you. Uh-oh.
What you got?
Where's my power cord?
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
About last night, Rob Lowe, we got to start there.
It was incredible. Yeah, go ahead. How was it?
It was incredible. And, you know, Shasky was right. He did it all morning, him and Spadoni. We are nothing without the listeners. But when you see them take time out of their day, I mean, some are parents, fathers, husbands, wives, and to come spend time with us and show us love. Stoddy, forget Cheech and Chong. Your boy in his cranberry sweater is on an ultimate high. There's nothing you can do to throw me off today. And last night was what it's about. And I do got to say this. I succumbed to peer pressure. To get out of the Jacks, you got to go through a bar. And the peer pressure that was on me to take a shot with multiple listeners. And then I was like, I'm done. And then the look on some faces when they're like, you going to do that with them and not me? It was escape from Alcatraz for you. I said, I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be back. That's how I left, Stoddy.
Yeah,
I ain't shame.
I usually like to stick around.
Yeah.
But as people know, and this is the part that's really cool. Like, I'm there talking to some people, and they're like, so the dog's home alone? And I'm saying, yeah, the dog's home alone. And so I kind of, you know, I stuck around for 15 or 20.
Okay.
But I had
where's
to
Steiny
home.
At? Where's Steiny at? I said, like he did his Irish goodbye.
One of my old buddies, whose daughter played on the same soccer team as me, brought a gift, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, I just heard it. And you know what it was? It was an original Nerf ball.
Oh,
remember we were talking about that a year or so
you
ago?
You tried to find it.
Exactly. Yeah. So he got me that. Somebody's asking me how the gumbo was. That's what makes
man.
It all worthwhile.
No doubt, baby.
For sure.
Somebody said somebody 6'4 in a pink shirt can't sneak out. That's what I had on. Kind of hard, Steiny.
No, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. Shout out to Dibs, Willard, everybody. The station.
Thanks.
Yeah. What was that?
And I saw.
Is that Finch?
Thanks.
No, that's Dibs. And he had his beautiful baby.
Wait, that's Dibs?
Thanks.
That's not Dibs.
It totally
that's
is.
Chris Finch.
That's Dibs.
One more time.
Doesn't it sound like the diabolical voice,
well,
though?
Well, it does. But that's Dibs.
Thanks.
Squirt. He had his beautiful daughter, Adrian. Man, it was awesome.
We got Niners Sunday against the Rams. Oh, by the way, victory lap for Steiny.
We'll see. Tell us.
No surgery for Jaden Daniels. He's fine.
Yeah. Woo! To you. But you know what this is? Just make it look
football.
Better. No, make it look better.
Football.
And that's why they're saying that. This is a cover-up. It's a cover-up.
Nah, he doesn't need surgery. He may be out there today.
Who's going to be out there for the Dubs? And I know we got Warrior Rams. Like, I just want to know.
No Steph Curry and Butler,
Draymond, you got to play, right? Just because of the Dak Prescott comments.
Yeah, sure. He apologized.
Dre apologized.
He did.
What did he say?
Oh, give me a sec. Talk about the challenge.
And now I'm mad that he apologized. Because he specified he knew Dak was a good quarterback. And he knew in pro sports, for you even to get the league, you had to be Billy Badass wherever you're from. So that's why I just thought he was saying Dak wasn't clutch. But that must have got to him, that heat. Because it was coming from everybody. Athletes, you got to have it, Stoney. I can't believe he apologized. I'm shocked.
Yeah. Okay. Here it is. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Draymond Green publicly apologizes.
What did it say?
Well, he said, I'm sorry. Huh. I do want to publicly apologize, Green said. Close the ad. Just as a fellow athlete, I think I'd be pissed off if I looked up and another athlete was saying, Draymond Green is a bum. I'd be upset. I'm man enough to say when I'm wrong. I was definitely...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Wrong on that. But in saying that, my feelings don't change.
Okay.
I think when it gets to the moment, I don't think he can deliver, but I do apologize with the way I categorized him as a bum. He's definitely not a bum.
And I'm giving him
Deathless.
An A+. No, that's an A+ of an apology. He stood on business, and he's saying what I've been saying about Dak. Even though he's been playing better, I'm not shocked. But in the clutch, Donnie, I wouldn't trust him with my life at all to drive him down and win a game. Day-Day, who's getting him on the first show? Since he's part of the Odyssey family.
He's not coming on a show. He's doing podcasts.
Yeah, but we can get him on a show when you ask.
Daryl.
And us being the longest running show here at the state, that does have a nice ring to it. Like, why wouldn't it be us?
But this is like somebody's got to lead the league in longest show. I mean, it's not that. 7 years?
Well, 8.
Has it been?
Yeah.
Anyway, no, last night was a lot of fun, and we're going to talk Niners today. We got to get into some of the things that Dan Orlovsky said of ESPN. We got to get into some things John Lynch said about the quarterback situation. I will say this. You know what I – and it's because we only have 5 minutes
here.
You know what I was most intrigued by last night, the line of questioning, was when we were talking about Kuminga and Moody and Pajemski. And I'll even throw Post in there.
All right.
Let's talk about the four young guys. And I think Willard asked the question, like, what has Jonathan Kuminga, like, shown you? Or what is he, you know, what is he, yeah, what's he shown you this year? And I gave it a lot of thought. And when I gave my answer, I felt like people thought I was
trolling.
No, like kind of criticizing him. But what I said was, I believe after seeing Jonathan Kuminga play 9 or 10 games this year, that he can be a starter on a good team. That's as far as I'm going right now. That I'm sorry. That's it. I don't. I'm not saying he's
okay.
A number. He's a number one. He's a two. I don't know that.
So how? But so how?
Because I didn't know. I didn't know that at the beginning
take
of the
that
year.
Is hate? Like
yeah,
I have
because,
no problem with that.
Because people, I think, look at him and say he's going to be a star. And
well, I got all star for
I'm
sure.
Not, yeah, I exactly. And I'm not even an all star.
Like, if he's not an all-star when his career is over, I think he left a lot of chicken on the bone, and some could say it would be disappointing from where I sit now. He's 23 years old. And, you know, we want Steph and Dre and the rest of the gang here forever, but Steiny, I just think he has the natural gifts that it takes an NBA player to reach, you know, their full potential. And an all-star, you know, again, I know it's about numbers. It's not all about numbers, but – like, if he didn't make it, I think Kuminga fans should be thoroughly disappointed.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to look at some of the players, you know, like a guy like Antoine Jameson made 2 All-Star teams.
And I love Jameson, but I think your boy has a little more in the just natural. And Jameson was a bad dude. Remember the 50 game with Kobe, the double 50. But, Steiny, he's got more than Jameson. He's well, not as polished as AJ right now at the age of 23, but boy, he can be, man.
Yeah, I just want to rip some things down here. 19-5, 21-7, 19-20, 18-5, 18-5, 18-5, 19-20, 21, 19-19, 18-20, 19. Those are Antoine Jameson's scoring average is over 15, 20 seasons. But listen, when I say that, I'm not saying, oh, no, he can't be an all-star. I'm just saying right now, I feel like he has shown he's got the ability to be a productive player, a productive starter on a good team. I don't know if he's a 4, a 3, a 2, a 1, but that – and honestly, I wasn't quite – convinced of that before.
Yeah.
I had him coming into the year as a sixth man with some, you know, he had to do some things. He showed
his handles
he can
still got
to
get tighter though, Steiny.
No doubt.
Okay.
And
I'm noticing that. They still got to get tighter.
And then we go to Moody. And
man,
this was the other thing. Like, Moody's in what, his fifth year or sixth year?
I want to say, I'm guessing fifth.
So, you know, Moses Moody's been a player who's been on the team for like 5 years. And I was thinking about Moody, too. And think about all the ways we talked about Moody. People who think he's really good.
Yeah.
The reality is like, okay, Steiny, what's Moody? Okay, I'll tell you what Moody is. After 5 years, he's now shown he has the ability to be what? A 3-and-D guy. Okay, that's good. Like, that's a role that we need.
All right.
But, you know, because now he's shooting the ball legitimately, and he is their best on-ball defender. So, okay, Moody is turning into a 3-and-D guy. Like, that's the way I'm starting to look at this team as we move forward without Steph Curry. I think we got a starter, at least, in Kuminga. We got a 3-and-D guy in Moody.
Pods.
And Pods is the one I'm trying to figure out. I really am. I'm trying to figure out
where. So when Joe Lacob said the possibility of an all-star, where you, how's that? And I'm just, and it's not fair to Pods, but I'm asking you today, do you feel like he's any closer to that? Or are you still, the question is what it was when he initially said it to you?
When I look at Pods, I look at a guy still that I'm not sure whether I don't know if he's a starter or a guy coming off the bench.
I got you.
I just don't. Now, maybe by the end of the year, we'll say, you know what, this guy's a starter.
But if I had to do a draft, it would be Kuminga, Moody, and Pods. There's no doubt.
Moody has been jerked
around more than Steve Martin, and he's still to this plateau. He's still, like, his mentality is he's got it.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to talk a lot of 49ers. Do we have a quarterback issue?
And do they win? What happens if they do, man?
Yeah, I mean.
Who would have swept the Rams and you're still undefeated in the division?
Yeah. All right. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, though. Okay. It's Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by the California Office of Safety and Caltrans. All righty. Happy Friday, everybody. Oh, it's a payday Friday.
Yeah.
What's the matter? You spent it all last night?
No, I didn't spend a dime. Just allocated.
See,
my kids are draining my pockets.
Yeah, I'm going to let that one go.
Yeah.
So I don't. It's hard. So you let listeners buy you drinks.
Oh, my gosh. They get mad when I offer.
Yeah, I like to buy the listeners drinks.
Hey, what if they already have them?
No, I'd like to thank. I will thank Jim Mole, though. He bought me a beer last night. Thank you, Jim.
And I thought I was going to get fired.
Oh,
you know,
my God. Did you
like
see Nahigian's face?
Yeah, but I had to. It looked like a swimming pool. I had to jump in.
Yeah. All right. I want to get into the Niners, but we got Steven in Oakland who insists he was right about Jonathan Kuminga. So let's give Steven a chance to take a victory lap. Hey, Steven, how you doing?
Hey, man. And before I get into Kuminga, I want to call cap on you buying drinks for the fans, man. I asked if he was going to buy a round based on, you know, what you went through with Guru in the past. And the face he gave me looked like you were about to walk off the set right then.
Oh, whoa. New intel.
Yeah, so Guru, yeah, that, yeah. But, long story short on the Kuminga thing, I knew that all he needed was playing time. All the stuff in the preseason that was all drama about contract and stuff like that. But what we're seeing now is he can fit into the team and be an asset. What we got to do now is focus on them being closers. It was a good contrast between him and Westbrook and DeRozan, some veterans. They showed how to close out a game, getting people in foul trouble, getting timely points off of free throws. Once Kuminga, Moody, Will, once they learn how to really close out a game like veterans, that's going to be the next step. And once again, it was great seeing you guys do it again.
You're the man.
It was a great atmosphere.
Thank you, Steven. Hey. Appreciate the call.
So
sweet.
That was you were going to buy drinks or how did?
We should be thanking the listeners.
No, no doubt.
The listeners shouldn't be thanking us.
You come at the company because you feel like you should have a card. I mean, you've done it with your own money.
Of course.
Yeah.
But no, it was great. It was great.
And the food was great. I had wings.
I had a Cobb salad.
A lot of people were talking behind your back. They didn't like you eating it.
I don't care,
dude. Up on the stage.
I don't care. I didn't eat anything all day.
My man was going in. You don't eat in public usually. You ate that thing.
But I was hungry.
Yeah.
So the boss comes up to me today and I was like, that's a great question. Sounds like he said, I think you should ask that of the listener. I said, the listeners. I said, okay. He's kind of big on this every once in a while. I usually push back, but it's a Friday. We can have fun.
Yeah.
Finish the sentence. If the 49ers win this game versus the Rams, .. What? And here's what I would say. Here's how I'll finish that sentence.
Go ahead.
And you can chime in and finish it at 888-957-9570. If the 49ers win this game versus the Rams, Mac Jones must start the following week.
Wow. That I'm not there.
You cannot
like
win
that.
Against the Rams and then bring Brock back.
But what if it's not your job? You're filling in. You are the backup.
I said what I said.
Okay. That's how you feel. I love that. All right, I'm going to do mine. Steiny, they win this game. They are a sure shot for the playoffs. Right now, and I know Shasky's part of it, and you feel how you feel, and I love the passion. If he's right, and somehow the Niners front office or FO missed a chance to enhance this team, I think the other shoe drops in regard to losing a game to a team that obviously is more healthy. And some would say when you're healthy, they're better than you. But I look at a loss as this could be the prelude, Stani, to, okay, now we're hurt and the chickens are coming up. It's catching up with us. But if they win Sunday, and we come in here Monday, and they're 7-3 and undefeated in the division, Stani, this is headed to, because he doesn't have a ring, Kyle. This is headed to what we got in a big fight about. This is going down as one of the best coaching jobs of his career as head coach here with the Niners. Just think about that, man.
So, no, they're still in it.
Are they going to win?
What's that?
Are they? Like, they can win, but...
Well, this is the problem I'm having with certain Niner fans. Yeah. Harry. You know, Harry emailed me twice today already, and the first one was, oh, look at the Warriors, no Curry. You know, when you get older, it's harder to fight off colds and flus.
He said,
and Butler's out too. And I said, hey, Butler might not be out. And he goes, oh, I thought Butler was out, but the Warriors are going to get smoked tonight. I still say an 8, 9, or 10 seed. And then we talked about the Rams, Niners, and I said, what if the Niners beat the Rams? Because he's always smoking mirrors. I said, what if they beat the Rams? You know what he can't? How? How are they going to beat the Rams? Niners should have lost to the Rams last time.
No doubt.
And they had Warner then and a few others.
Yeah.
Rams are much better. That's why the Rams are 4-point favorites on the road. Last time against the Rams, they were handed the game just like the first two games they won. It's all smoke and mirrors with the Niners. You'll see.
I agree with that.
If they win this game, you can't say they're smoking mirrors.
Yeah, no doubt. And I can't wait for Harry's email after that. Like I'm feeling that, Harry. But if they win the Niners and beat the Rams, you got to ball that thing up. You got to rip that email up.
Well, you can't because it's an email.
Well, yeah. Well, you can print it out and rip it. What about this from B's Knees on the YouTube chat? Goo, if you don't consider the injuries a part of Shanny's responsibility, how could this be his best coaching job?
Ooh, Austin, that's a curveball.
Yeah, our guy Austin in San Jose coming with it. Best coaching job, Goo, is not a Super Bowl. But if you watch this season, no, there's no way in hell, I guess I'm saying, this team with all the injuries should be 6-3. There's a long way to go. I get it, y'all. But, Steiny, come on. Even you know. And they don't.
Even I know what?
They don't got these fluke wins. They've beaten the Rams and Seattle. How does Seattle look right now? Gee, good God.
Well, I mean, that's what Harry would say. They were fluke wins. But it doesn't matter. They still count.
Yeah, no doubt.
The boss wants to know how 49er fans would finish this sentence. If the 49ers beat the Rams this weekend, what? And I said, Guru said, they got action to win the division.
It's a for sure shot.
Yes, and I would agree with that. My statement is, if the Niners beat the Rams on Sunday, Mac Jones has to start the following week.
Now that is.
He has to. You can't pull him out after
but
that.
Let's just say this for the show's sake. If he does get pulled out, give me this, Donnie. Meet me halfway. You could understand kind of why.
Wait, what?
Because he said if they do win, and let's just say Brock's ready for the next game, you could kind of understand and see why they made that decision. Kyle said nothing's going on here. It's Brock's team. So if they were to win and Matt quarterbacked them to a win this Sunday and Brock's ready to go.
Okay, and I'll say it again.
I understand you don't agree, but couldn't you see the premise of we're riding with our guy?
Who, Mac?
Yeah, Kyle's riding with Brock. If he's healthy to go, after the Rams.
Yeah, and I think Kyle will make it clear that Brock's not ready to go. And in fact, John Lynch said recently that it's possible. He said we could go any direction with our quarterbacks. And John Lynch even said it's possible that they could activate Purdy, and he's the backup.
Possibly. Oh,
man. If he's not all the way 100%.
Yeah.
So, and here's what I would say to Kyle Shanahan.
And what are you saying to Brock if you do that? Hey, coach, I'm ready to go. Yeah, just take a few more weeks.
Yes. Yes. Remember what happened when we brought you back last time? That ain't happening this time. Mm. And kind of like I said it yesterday, obviously Kyle can do whatever he wants, but Mac Jones wins this game and looks pretty good, and they're 7-3. I dare you to bring Purdy back the next week. I dare you. You can't do it. Why would you invite that kind of, that kind of...
I'm listening.
It'd be so easy just to start Mac the following week, and then if he starts fading or whatever, then you go to Purdy. And depending on how Mac looks and how they perceive Purdy to be at practice this upcoming week,
Josh Ram, I agree with him, and I have no intel, but he's in the chat saying he thinks Purdy's done for the year. And every week that goes by, and I know there's time left, and I'm sitting there saying if he's ready, but I know we're up against it. But Stoney, I feel like, to your point, if they got Mac rolling and they don't know if he's really truly healthy. Then let Mac drive it through that rest of the season. Like, there is a part of me that feels like that could happen.
Well, I mean, you can't put Purdy on the injured list to me because you got to make sure Mac Jones can make it through a season.
Okay, but you can't tell Brock wait when he says I'm ready to go because Mac's calling.
Yes, you can.
On the other side, you're tell not me
ready.
How you say that.
You're not ready. You think you are, but you're not. Mm. What do you guys think at 888-957-9570? The kickoff show this Sunday with Hall of Fame nominee Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11, live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games are going to be on. Great food, great drinks, games in the parking lot. And if you're going to the game, we have a free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk to the stadium and back. That's right, a free shuttle. Sign up now at 957thegame.com. That shuttle fills up pretty quickly. So again, get to 957thegame.com and register. That segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.